up with our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at Brent Sobleski. You can read him as an NFL draft analyst at BleacherReport.com. That is Brent Sobleski. Brent, thanks for joining us
again. Hey, Brent.
Hey, thanks for having me, gentlemen.
You know, the drama at the top of the NFL draft the last couple of days has been pretty unique. Now, the Rams and the Eagles own the top two picks in the draft. Is it safe to assume then that those teams moved up to draft a quarterback at 1 and 2?
Oh, the draft in the NFL, the drama in the NFL right now is at an all-time high. Not only if you have those trades in recent days, but then the Carolina Panthers just released Josh Norman from under the franchise tender. So you're talking about a big-time superstar free agent that just hit the market as well. Your head's spinning. So much is going on. But when you look at to your specific question with those top two picks, you're setting up for Jared Goff, number one overall, and Carson Wentz, number two. With Philadelphia, this is a deal they wanted to get done for a while now. That they've been talking with the Browns to get it potentially done, but it really ramped up within the past day. I think one of the reasons we heard the Chargers potentially getting some interest in that number three was really to perpetuate this deal and get it done with Cleveland. You know, we're only moving up six picks, and Cleveland essentially got an extra third, an extra first next year, and an extra second in 2018. So you have to be committed to that quarterback prospect to make that type of deal. I think the Eagles are. Wentz is a great fit in the Doug Peterson offense. So they sold out for who they felt was their guy, while Cleveland really added picks when they needed to fill out a roster that's been very poor.
Why do we feel like Goff is the guy for Los Angeles?
Multiple reasons. I'll start primarily with, for me, he's been the number one quarterback prospect through the entire process. This is someone who, three-year starter, put up big numbers in Cal, improved each season, got bigger, got physically stronger, and he's still going to do so as he continues to mature. He's only 21 years old, which is almost two full years younger than Carson Wentz. I think right now he's the guy that can step in and play from day one, play so and do well as a day one starter. He is far better natural passer than Carson Wentz is at this point. So I think that just all leads to it. Plus, him being a Cali boy just really adds to a little bit when it comes to the big move for Los Angeles and the Rams.
Now, back to, as you mentioned, the real big story of the day, as there's just been so much going on, why do you think the Panthers rescinded their franchise tag on Josh Norman? Do we know why they couldn't reach a long-term deal?
Well, Dave Gettleman has already come out publicly and said once they got their last offer or counteroffer from the agent that it was too steep, that he wished them well, and that he'll go find a new home. So, the reports have been that he's really aiming for almost $16 million a year. The franchise tag would have been $14 million this year. You know, you have to realize that Carolina owns the fourth most cap space of any team in the NFL right now. So the fact that they want to move away from him at this point really says a lot of how much they're asking and how much they don't want him to become a cancer in the locker room if the negotiations don't go long term.
Brent Sobleski is our guest, 1320 KFan. So I think now the fun thing about looking at the draft is Goff's probably not the number one overall talent. Carson Wentz is not the number one overall talent, but you're always going to overvalue quarterbacks at the top of the draft. With the Chargers sitting there at number three, they essentially have the number one pick because they can take the most talented player. Where do they go? And if let me ask you this, who is the most talented player in the draft?
Well, first of all, if you're San Diego and you're Chargers, you're licking your chops, because everything's falling perfectly in front of you, because the two teams needed to have quarterbacks. They're not the top guys, as you mentioned. So essentially, you're going to get the top three prospects, as they would view it, at number three. You have to decide between those, Laremy Tunsil, Jalen Ramsey, or DeForest Buckner. Which one do they prefer? If I'm the one making the pick and looking at the roster and where they stand and considering that they play in the AFC West with Khalil Mack twice a year, Von Miller twice a year, it makes too much sense that Laremy Tunsil would be the guy that you can put on that blind side, move over to the right tackle. We have Fluker at guard. It really solidified the offensive line, which has been an issue in recent years. Tunsil, to me, is the number one overall prospect. He's the one guy I look in this class, and I immediately say he could be the best at his position in a few years. He's that talented. He's probably the best left tackle prospect to come out since about 2011. I was a big Tyron Smith fan. So that gives you an idea of his overall capabilities and potential. He should be able to really move in and solidify an offense that needed some pieces. Now they need an offensive lineman. They went outside Travis Benjamin. Keenan Allen will be healthy. Hopefully Melvin Gordon can take his game to the next level. That could be an absolutely dynamic offense with all those pieces added and moving forward.
is San Francisco going to be able to work something out with Colin Kaepernick, or are they in the market for a quarterback at seven?
That seventh pick is now very, very interesting. You know, with the Cleveland Browns sitting at eight, they're the ones that's going to be driving a lot of this conversation, particularly with trades. Because if you're sitting at eight, now Paxton Lynch comes into play. And I know a lot of people might be taken aback by that because most don't view him as a top 10 guy. But he would very much be in the conversation as the next guy. So does a team see San Francisco and say, we want to trade up to get our quarterback, to get that guy who's as talented as Goff and Wentz, but he needs time to develop. But physically, we're talking 6'7", 244, a guy that can move, big arm. He just needs to really develop from the NFL passing concepts in that regard. So San Francisco also has that option. Maybe they jump on Lynch early, but I think when they sit there at seven, if you don't move out, you're still in that range where you can get one, quote-unquote, an elite talent in this class, whether it's Buckner, Bosa, Tunsil. It just depends who might slide to you at that pick. There's going to be a very talented player. Miles Jack would be another one. Take it, move forward. You have Kaepernick. A deal probably isn't going to get done at this point, at least what we know. So you have that quarterback. You add a crucial piece, and you move forward. All the thing is that X factor. Could they trade out? There's teams like Buffalo and the Jets lying in the weeds, still wanting a quarterback and getting something done. So I wouldn't completely rule that out at this point.
Brandon, it seems like there's a pretty consensus top 10 talent in this draft, or top 10 players in this draft. Is there a guy you think in that top 10 that most fans are familiar with that you think could potentially slip on draft day?
I think the one we would look for, and the top guys we already mentioned, I think there will be in the top seven with the top two quarterbacks. The one that I would look towards, depending on what's going to happen, is Ronnie Stanley. You don't know exactly where he's going to end up. He's not necessarily even the second-best offensive line prospect in this year's draft after Tunsil. I think there's a big-time drop-off after Tunsil overall. Jack Conklin's going to be in that conversation. Some teams prefer him as a left-tackle prospect. I honestly like Taylor Decker out of Ohio State, so I think that's a guy you often see walk between 8 to 10, 7, 8, 9, 10. If first guy's going to slide, he could be that guy. I don't think he's an elite talent. I think he's right in that mix with the next tier of offensive tackles.
Find him on Twitter at Brent Sobleski. Read him at Bleacher Report. Getting ready for the NFL draft. Great stuff, Brent. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brent.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good one.
There is Brent Sobleski breaking down the NFL draft.